trees of green, red roses too.
Well, this is Ed Cohen, editor of globalbusinessnews.net, and your host today on Global Radio Talk Show on the Corporate Relations Network, coming to you today from Old Town in San Diego, California. Our special guest is author Jim Buchanan. Jim, born and raised in Wyoming, earned a bachelor's degree in business from Wake Forest University and a master's in business administration from University of Toledo. He is a Six Sigma master, black belt, as well as a certified yoga instructor. And today, Jim lives in Northern California. He's written a book called Winning Customer Love, The Focus of a Business. It makes all the difference. Let's say hello to Jim Buchanan.
Hi, Ed. Thanks so much for asking me to join your program. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure and, you know, frankly, an offer. So winning employee love sounds like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's a no-brainer. Having spent about 40 years in a varied business career and businesses around the world, I learned from some really terrific successes and also learned from, you know, some of the hard lessons that when a business focuses on winning the love of employees and their full engagement, and through the work of employees with customers, also winning the love of those customers, really great things happen for a business, and it leads to just incredible financial performance and growth, and therefore, obviously, happy investors and shareholders. So it's a formula that I know works.
So customer centricity is what we're talking about, to use a fancy word.
Well, it is what we're talking about. I think that the very best business strategy possible, if you will, and there are lots and lots of books, great books written about all sorts of alternative strategies, but I think the best is to focus the energies of a business and the activities of a business on doing great things for customers. To do that, the business has to do very similar great things for their employees, because at the end of the day, as customers, you know, we deal with employees. Typically, we're not dealing with business owners or senior executives, and so the folks on the front lines have to feel the love from management to then in turn give love to customers. But when that's the focus of the business that drives everything, boy, the results are just astonishing.
So in your bio, it says you're a yoga instructor. It means you're an expert at that kind of focused thinking, focused energy. And so your book uses it in a thought process underlying everything is the universal law of attraction, which means if you like people and you show it, then people will like you, and then more people will like all of that. Is that correct?
Well, basically, that is correct. It's a concept that is likened to the golden rule that we're all familiar with, even though the idea of a law of attraction is, I think, a more recent concept, at least that's gathered any interest in media coverage. But the idea is that in our personal relationships, we get back what we give out. So simply, if we give a smile, we tend to get a smile in return from others. And if we give a scowl or anger or frustration or whatever, that is what's going to come back to us. And my view is that businesses are just collections of people who are working together to do things for other people who we typically call customers. And so it's the same human-to-human relationship. And from what I've seen and what I observe, the law of attraction absolutely applies to businesses as well. So when they're focused on doing great things for customers and employees, they're going to get a great response from those customers and employees in return.
So we've been talking about the concepts of your book, helping business and leaders improve their overall performance. And let's drill down on that a little bit. So on the front lines, in the business, dealing with employees, there's, you know, people are people. That means there's a diversity of backgrounds, of attitudes. You never know what's going on at home when people come to work. So what's the management approach?
I think it's, for me, a fairly straightforward matter of first accepting a couple of, you know, givens that we can't change. So whatever my business is, it's not going to be right for everybody. I can't attract and motivate, if you will, anybody and everybody to be highly engaged as an employee in my business, nor am I going to attract anybody and everybody to be a customer. So I've got to be clear about what my vision for the business is, what my values are for the business as the leader. And then if I really work to establish an emotional connection with my employees. If I simply treat them with respect and provide an environment of trust, then the folks that are attracted and aligned to the vision of the business and the values are at a great starting point to be highly engaged with my business. And then I think what I have to do is really focus on the five principles that I outline in my book. The book is really positioned to those five principles directed at customers, but through employees, as I mentioned earlier. And so I'm doing the same things for employees. I've got to have a beautiful environment where I ask them to do their work and deliver for our customers. I've got to have empathy for them and what they're dealing with, not only at work, but as you just mentioned, the things that we all deal with at home and bring to the workplace. Generosity is critical to make sure that the employee feels like this is a great situation for them to work for my company. I want to have an incredible amount of gratitude for their efforts as well as their results. And finally, I want to continuously improve and keep driving the business forward as the leader, because I think generally most everybody wants to be associated with a business that's growing and developing and providing more opportunity for them.
Let's go forward on the straightforward thinking. Let's talk about Apple or Starbucks. If you could just give us some examples about the implementation of your ideas as evidenced by these or other companies.
Sure. Well, I talk a lot about that in the book, Ed, as you know, and it's really observation and conversations with people in those companies and other people who love those companies and those brands. But if you look at what they do and you listen to what their leaders say, they are very focused on doing great things for customers and really lofty things like we're changing the world or we're impacting the universe kind of things. And it's their focus. It's what drives their allocation of resources, the priorities that they set from day to day, and so on. And when you look at how they manage their organization and the type of people they bring in and the levels of performance that you see in the folks in those businesses, they obviously know that they've got to deliver to their employees as well, so that through their employees they can deliver those same great things to their customers.
So businesses win the love of their employees, they win the love of their customers, the employees do better, right, work happier, I guess, and more productive. It sounds like it's a wonderful world.
Well, I think it is. The book is a very simple, straightforward approach, and it's a quick read. And I think when you look at Apple, Starbucks, Nordstrom, Southwest Airlines, Patagonia, all of these businesses either literally or figuratively started in a garage from an idea. And the founding leaders of these businesses took them to, in the case of Apple, or I'd put Google on the list as well, the most valuable companies of all time by just being focused on doing amazing things for their customers. And so their customers camp outside the store for 3 days to get the iPhone 6, if you will. And obviously they have employees who have been there from the beginning, have been there for decades, helping them grow and develop and go from the garage to these great brands.
So, Jim, I want to get off the track here a little bit and ask you about politics. Yet this is not about the book, I know. But we got a mess in this country, don't we, in Congress in particular, and anti-this. I mean, people are just split apart here. So that's not how to run a business, right? So this is not a business we're talking about, but maybe it is the business of our country, isn't it? So what do you think we as people might want to think about doing, or what do you would recommend? Hello out there, politicians. Listen, how do you break that terrible roadblock that's there? Is it mental, or is it just anti-this and anti-that in order to bring down the political party in power? How does that relate to the business book that you have?
Yeah, I think there's just a tremendous amount of individual ego at play and the attitude of I'm right and you're wrong.
Yeah.
And it's my way or no way. And so we have a ridiculous amount of gridlock. We also have an uneven playing field. If you listen to what Warren Buffett said a couple of days ago, you know, the folks that are in Congress have things that those of us that work in the private sector don't have, like a guaranteed salary for life, a special pension, a different health care system, the playing field could definitely be leveled in that regard. And then I think truly for politicians to start to do the things that are best for the American people, even if it's contrary to their personal beliefs. But this is what the marketplace, if you will, the general population wants and needs, and that's the right thing to do. So businesses can get tangled up in these same sort of ego-driven problems. Just think about businesses that have unions, and I've run businesses that have unions. And when they have unions, it's because management can't be trusted. And so if management would get their act together, they can either do great things with or without a union, as was my experience. The union decertifies, and you just have an environment where you're working together to do great things.
Well, I would like to see this approach being taken, or at least talked about more openly in the public arena, because it's definitely hurting relationships between the public and the politicians, and it's certainly not helping our country rebuild infrastructure and actually take care of issues at home that need to be taken care of. So it seems to me that your thinking is needed out here in society.
I think about it this way sometimes. In our personal lives and in our homes, we so highly value love, the love of our family, the love of our friends and our neighbors, and we spend a lot of time in our personal lives building love in our relationships, and yet so often we see that, you know, left at home when people go to work, whether they work in a company or they work in Congress, and they have a different set of priorities. And part of my point is, why shouldn't love be in those environments just like it is in the home environment?
We're talking with Jim Buchanan. He's written a book called Winning Customer Love, The Focus of a Business Makes All the Difference. And it's about getting your employees' love and rewarding performance. So is there a special kind of rewards? It's just not all money, isn't it? It's recognition and what else, Jim?
Well, all of the studies that have been done, and again, there are, you know, mountains of books written and thousands of studies about what motivates people and why they stay at a company or why they quit and go somewhere else. It's never really about money. Money has to be at sort of an acceptable level based on the individual's needs and skills and perception of what they can earn. But it's really much more about the environment and the opportunity that people feel they have to grow and develop and contribute. And generally that means to contribute to the business to help it be successful, but I've never met an employee that doesn't want to do a great job for the customer directly if they interact with customers, or to do whatever they can to help the business do a great job for customers. So it's more about the environment that leadership creates and nurtures and develops than it is the tangible things like money and benefits and so on.
Well, this has been really interesting. As we come to a close, Jim Buchanan, I want to say that your website is winningcustomerlove.com. Do you have another book in the pipeline?
There's another book in the pipeline that'll be out in a couple of months, and it really focuses on the leadership practices associated with this concept. So it goes deeper into, if you will, winning the love of employees and building tremendous levels of employee engagement so that employees are, you know, they're coming to work fired up every day to give the extra effort, to put all their talents to help the business be successful.
This is great. Thanks for being our guest today on Global Radio Talk Show. This is Ed Cohen, editor of globalbusinessnews.net, signing off from Old Town in San Diego.
Thanks very much, Ed.
Thank you. I really appreciate this. Looking forward to meeting you somewhere someday.
Likewise. Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think to myself.